Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Lamed. We are up to Sivches, the top line of page Kuf Ayin Beis, which is the page following 342. The Mechaber says in Sivches, No Lado Shmona, a baby that was born after 8 months of pregnancy, O Safek Ben Shiva O Ben Shmona, or if it's a Safek, whether he was born after 7 months or 8 months, Shalogamru Sa'aro Vitziparnov, and he does not have complete hair or fingernails, Aser Lataltlo, it is Aser to move that baby, that baby is considered Mukza. Because we assume that if he's an 8 month baby, that he's going to die, and therefore it's considered Mukza. Like it eitzim va'avonim, aval imo sholcha olav uminikaso mipnei tzar hacholav shemitzara. However, the mother is able to lean over to nurse him because of the pain that she has from the milk. So the milk is causing her tzar, so she's allowed to nurse the baby, but she can't move the baby. She can just lean over and let the baby nurse from her. V'chein hi ba'atzme yecholu lahotzi biyoda hacholav hamitzarosa. Not only can she nurse the baby in that fashion, but if she's in pain, she's also allowed to get rid of the milk with her hands to avoid the pain. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph Osafik, V'achronim hiskimu didavka kishiyadua shehu ben shmona. The achronim actually agree and argue with the Mechaber, and they say it specifically when you know that it's an 8-month-old baby, an 8-month pregnancy baby, kigon shebalu peirash. The way they know that is the husband and wife had bia, and then they separated from each other, so they're able to make a cheshbon that it was an 8-month baby. Aval misafik mataltlin kol tinok. However, if it's a safik ben shiva ben shmona, in that case the achronim say that you can in fact move the baby. If you look at note 31, he writes umasha osru lataltal tinok ben shmona chadashim, that which they asked to move a baby that's eight. That's an 8-month baby. Da'as agon ha'shom azanav arbach shemedubar betinok sheshochev lulo tenua ve'ino boche klal. It's talking about a baby that's just lying there. It's not moving and it's not crying at all. Ach tinok shemisnaoa o boche mutulot hatlo. But an 8-month baby, if it is moving around or crying, says ha'shom azalman, you are allowed to move it. Sivkatan lamed beis, besides leaning over and allowing the baby to nurse to avoid her tzar, she also can take care of the milk, take it out with her hands, if katan lamibiz, lahotzi biyada al ha'aretz. She can remove the milk with her hands and have it land on the ground. De'ein zek kederach mefarek kevan sheholech le'ibu. This would not be considered the way of normally being mefarek because it's going to waste. Va'od, and furthermore, the havi malacha sheinat zricha legufa de pater. This is also a malacha sheinat zricha legufa, because you don't want the milk that's coming out. You just want to get rid of the milk from her body that's causing her pain. And therefore, it's pater. Umishum tzaru lo gozru. And since it's downgraded to a drabonon, b'mokum tzadeu never gozer, kamo mefis mursa, like we had earlier, by popping the pimple to get the pus out. If you look at note 32, he points out, besides letting the milk out onto the floor will get ruined. V'chein meineke sheyesh la odev chalav umitzta'eres bekach. So too, a nursing woman who has extra milk, it's causing her pain. The chazanish paskin shemuter lo lohotzio b'mash'eva. She's allowed to remove it with a pump. Lo chashmalit, not an electric pump, a manual pump. Ayidei shetachnis l'mash'eva, chomer sheyekalkel es achalav sheyishal v'socha. But before she pumps, she puts into the place where it's going to get pumped into some kind of material that will ruin the milk as it goes in. So the same way going onto the floor, because it gets ruined, is okay. If it goes into a kli directly, where there's some kind of matter that will destroy the milk and make it inedible, that also will be mutter. V'kasher ein lo chomer apogim es achalav, and in a situation where she doesn't have anything that will ruin the milk, so kasa b'shal shuvas avnei nezer, shetishav ma'at, she should just pump out a little bit of milk, uturoken es acholav li'ibur, and she should pour out the milk to waste. Kidei shelo yitzdar b'bahar b'cholav, so she shouldn't have a gathering of a lot of milk together. V'kotz v'gonu shom zanu orbach, shahainu shelo yitzdar b'cholav kigrogeris. She should make sure that she avoids having a gathering of milk that's the size of a grogeris. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Tess. Miyashrim Evrei Avlad Shenisparku Machmas Tsar Haleda. You're allowed to straighten the limbs of the baby that got dislocated because of the pain or the trauma of the childbirth. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Gimel, Miyashrim Biyadayim. You could straighten these limbs with your hands. Sifkatan Lamed Daled Machmas Tsar Haleda. Kosav HaMogen Avram V'dafka B'yom HaLeida. The Mogen Avram writes, this is specifically mutter on the day of the birth. Aval achar kach osur, but afterwards it's osur. Aval be'emes mehar be'poskim mashma de'ein chiluk b'zeh. But the truth is that for many poskim it's mashma, there's no chiluk between that day or a later day. V'afilu l'achar chodesh o shnei chadashim mutter. And they say even after a month or two, it is still mutter to straighten out the limbs of the baby. V'ayim v'bir agrosh akosur sh'ken gam ken dasa shulchan aruch l'hokel b'zeh kemosam. And look in the Be'er Agro where he writes that that is the opinion of the Mechaber over here, where he doesn't differentiate, he's being lenient like the opinion that says you could do it even later, even a month or two later. Therefore, one should not be machmir, and it's okay to be straightening the limbs of the baby even after the day of birth. However, if the vertebrae got separated from the spine, according to everyone, it's usher to set up and organize the vertebrae on the spine, one on top of another. The milchse kibona, that looks like binyan. In lo biyom haleida, unless that is the day of the birth, the oziyesh letzadid lahokel apazeh, then there it's sudden to be lenient even in this case, but if it's not the day of leida, then straightening out the vertebrae would not be allowed. Says the Mechaber Vaitasif Yud, mutter lecharcho bivigodov shelo yisakmu evarov, you're allowed to wrap the baby in your garments in order that its limbs should not get bent out of place. Says the Mishabruas of Katan Lamedhei Shalo Yisakmu Evarov, Ubarosh Perek Yitzayin Mashma, the Rosh and Perek Yitzayin is Mashma, Da'afilu Karcho Kedei Liyasher Evarov Gamkein Shari La'olam. Even if it's not preventative, like the Mechaber is Mashma, even if it's to fix up the limbs that got pushed out of place, it's still going to be permissible. And the reason brought down in the Gemara is because this is the normal way, and therefore it does not appear like you're being masakin, you're not fixing anything. This is the normal way a baby's limbs go out of place and you put them back into place, and therefore the Rosh says that's mutter. Umashma, dimhoya tinok she'en karachim oso b'chov v'nis'akmu evarov. If it's a baby that you do not wrap him during the week and his limbs get moved out of place, aser l'karcho b'Shabbos, it would be aser to wrap him on Shabbos. So only because it's considered a normal way, so then it's mutter. But if it's not a normal way for that baby, so then it would not be allowed. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sefer Aleph, im nafla orlas geron havlad. If the orla of the throat of the baby dropped down, mutter losum etzba l'soch piv. You're allowed to stick your finger into the baby's mouth, and move the arla back up to its place, even though sometimes by doing that, you're causing the baby to throw up, it is still mutter. This is talking about a flap that prevents a baby from eating and the food going up into the nasal area, so it's a blockage of the nasal area. If that area falls down, the flap that's over there falls down, you're allowed to push it back up with your finger on Shabbos. Says the Mishabruas of Katan Lamed Vav Mutter, V'lo gazrina bazem mishum refua. We do not make a gzeira and aser this because of refua. The orche de tinok lipol orlas lashon of lo misik refua. Since it's normal for the orla of the lashon to fall down in a baby, it doesn't look like refua, and therefore it is mutter on Shabbos. That concludes Simen Shin Lamed and Mitzvah Shem. In the next year, we'll begin the halachos of Mila B'Shabbos and Simen Shin Lamed Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.